Many young people worry that they may not do better than their parents. In the past, when education levels were lower, securing paper qualifications was seen as a sure ticket to success. Now, almost all have tertiary education, and half the cohort have university degrees. So competition has intensified. Young people sometimes feel like they are trapped in a relentless rat race, from classroom to the workplace. They also worry that society is becoming more stratified, that the rich and wealthy are pulling ahead while others struggle to keep up. And social media amplifies these anxieties, triggering constant comparisons and envy. All this is not unique to Singapore. Across the world, younger people are reporting higher levels of anxiety and responding in different ways. In China, there's the phenomenon of tangping, or lying flat. In Japan, they talk about hikikomori, not leaving the house. In Europe and America, there is quiet quitting, downshifting, or the great resignation, and so on. Here in Singapore, we must do everything we can to defy this global trend. We cannot let our young people down. They are our future. So my team and I make this pledge to our youth and to the generations that follow. We will build Singapore with you in mind. We will strive to create more fulfilling lives for you, and not just for a few among you, but for all of you. We have new ideas and plans to achieve this. Through Forward Singapore, we have set out our shared goals to keep social mobility alive so the escalator keeps moving and everyone has the opportunity to rise over time, to strengthen our safety nets so that no one falls through the cracks, and to deepen our sense of solidarity so we bridge differences and remain one united people. So let me elaborate on each of these in turn. First, we will do more to keep the escalator moving and help every Singaporean realize their full potential. We have seen how other societies have become stratified increasingly, with privilege becoming more entrenched. In extreme cases, your caste and your social class determine who you are, what you can do, and what you can become. Even in meritocratic societies, we see admissions to universities or top jobs in the public and private sectors dominated by those from privileged backgrounds. Governments everywhere try to rectify this. For example, I read recently in the UK, the government announced that civil service internships will be reserved for students from lower socioeconomic backgrounds, defined as what jobs their parents did when they were 14. So if you come from a working class family, you get a civil service internship, otherwise you don't get the chance. Now, these are well-intentioned efforts, but they often fail to work as intended, and sometimes they even create new distortions. Fortunately, Singapore starts from a stronger position, but we cannot stand still. We have to tilt the balance continually and keep opportunities open at every stage of life. So we will invest more in the early years because, as several members have highlighted in this debate, opportunity gaps are opening up earlier due to the advantage that better-off parents confer on their children. And if we do not close these gaps early, they will only widen. We will expand KidStart and enhance Comlink Plus so that more families get help earlier and more children gain a stronger footing in life. We will deepen support for children from disadvantaged backgrounds. Today, enrollment in preschool is near universal, but attendance is less regular amongst the children from lower-income families. We will redouble our efforts and work closely with parents, preschool operators, and social service agencies to ensure these children get the consistent support they need to thrive. We will not only do more, but we will also take actions across agencies with a more integrated family-centric approach, which several members also spoke about. In schools, we will continue to press ahead with reforms. We have changed how the PSLE is graded. It's no longer graded on a curve, as members know. It's about your own achievement, not about how well you did relative to your peers. In secondary schools, we have replaced streaming with full subject banding. Students are in mixed form classes, and they take subjects at different levels according to their abilities. But I know for many parents, education still feels like an arms race. It's the PSLE season now. We all know of friends who are taking leave from work to help their children prepare for the PSLE exam. When you speak to each parent, they often tell you the same thing. They wish they could cut back on the endless tuition and give their children more space to grow up and play. Yet everyone hesitates to take that step. Why? Because deep down they worry, what if my child loses out? So many families feel they are stuck on a treadmill, running harder and harder in a bid to avoid falling behind. We must break this cycle. So we will do more in this term to reduce the stakes of single exams, to further broaden our definitions of success, and to give every child the chance to discover and develop their strengths, be it in languages, sciences, sports, arts, or technical skills. I feel strongly about this as a result of my own personal experiences. My friends and I in school didn't grow up with family advantages or a head start in life, but education was our great leveler. It gave us opportunities that we would not otherwise have had, the courage to dream and the chance to pursue our aspirations. And I want every parent and child to feel the same, that education is not a burden, but a springboard, a place where our children can learn, grow, discover their strengths, and reach for better opportunities.